The 1796 United States presidential election is one of the most fascinating moments in American history. It wasn't just any election, it was the first truly contested one, marking the beginning of organized political parties vying for control of the young republic. Up until that point, George Washington had been elected unanimously twice, with no real opposition. His farewell, though, set the stage for a dramatic showdown between two giants of the Revolution, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. Their contest reflected deep divisions, not only within the political elite, but also across the electorate. 1796 was a landslide. Let's start with John Adams, a man who had been Washington's vice president for 8 years. Adams was a Federalist, and while he shared many of Washington's ideals, he was also determined to leave his own mark on the presidency. A fiery, intellectual New Englander, Adams was deeply committed to a strong central government and had a pragmatic view of governance. The Federalists, led by Alexander Hamilton and others, believed that the survival of the United States depended on maintaining a robust federal government, a stable financial system, and close ties to Britain. This appealed particularly to merchants, bankers, and urban elites in the northern states. Adams himself wasn't as charismatic as some of his peers, but his reputation as a steadfast patriot carried significant weight. On the other side of the aisle, or rather the nascent aisle, was Thomas Jefferson, the towering figure of the Democratic-Republican Party. Jefferson was a visionary in his own right, though he and Adams were polar opposites in ideology. Jefferson represented the agrarian ideal, emphasizing states' rights and a limited federal government. He was deeply skeptical of centralized power and believed the country's future lay with independent farmers. His party had strong support in the South, and among those who distrusted the financial aristocracy that the Federalists seemed to champion. Jefferson's eloquence, his authorship of the Declaration of Independence, and his overall mystique made him a natural leader for the opposition. But this wasn't just a clash of personalities, it was also a reflection of the nation's growing pains. By 1796, the United States was still figuring itself out. The Constitution had only been ratified less than a decade earlier, and the country faced internal and external challenges. Domestically, regional tensions were already apparent. The North was becoming more industrialized, while the South remained overwhelmingly agricultural, reliant on slavery to fuel its economy. Meanwhile, the West, what we'd now call the Midwest, was slowly opening up to settlers but remained a hotbed of Native American resistance. Add to this a young population with varied interests, and you get a fractured but dynamic political landscape. Internationally, the country was caught in the crossfire of European power struggles. Britain and France were at each other's throats, and the United States was stuck in an awkward position. The Federalists leaned toward Britain, valuing economic ties and stability, while the Democratic Republicans were more sympathetic to revolutionary France, seeing it as an extension of their own fight for liberty. This foreign policy divide wasn't just academic, it influenced how people voted, with citizens often choosing sides based on their views of these international relationships. The electorate in 1796 was much smaller than what we think of today. Only white male property owners could vote, and even then, the process varied by state. Some states held direct popular votes for electors, while others left the choice to their legislatures. This patchwork system made campaigning tricky. Candidates didn't actively campaign in the way we're used to now. No stump speeches, no rallies. Instead, supporters and party machinery did the heavy lifting, spreading pamphlets and organizing informal gatherings to sway voters. Despite the limitations, the election saw increased political participation compared to previous years, signaling the growing role of partisanship in American politics. When the votes were counted, Adams emerged victorious, but the results revealed just how deeply divided the country had become. Adams won 71 electoral votes to Jefferson's 68, a slim margin, to say the least. While Adams carried much of New England and the mid-Atlantic states, Jefferson dominated in the South and parts of the West. The regional polarization was striking and would foreshadow future conflicts in American politics. Calling it a landslide might feel like a stretch given the narrow margin, but in some ways it was. Adams's win marked the first time a Federalist succeeded a Federalist, solidifying the party's dominance in the early republic. Despite Jefferson's strong showing, the Federalists managed to hold on to power, a testament to their ability to unify the northern states behind their vision of governance. Moreover, Adams's victory in key swing states like Pennsylvania and Maryland demonstrated the Federalists' appeal beyond their traditional strongholds. At the same time, the election exposed the fragility of the political system. Because electors cast two votes without specifying a preference for president and vice president, the results led to an awkward situation. Jefferson, the runner-up, became Adams's vice president. It was a recipe for tension, given their ideological differences. This quirk in the system underscored the need for reform, which would eventually come with the 12th Amendment in 1804. What's also fascinating is how this election highlighted the role of the press in shaping public opinion. Newspapers aligned with each party didn't hold back, slinging mud and making exaggerated claims about the opposition. Federalist papers painted Jefferson as a dangerous radical whose sympathy for the French Revolution would bring chaos to America. Democratic-Republican papers, on the other hand, portrayed Adams as an elitist monarchist who cared little for the common man. Sound familiar? This was the beginning of partisan media as we know it, setting a precedent for political discourse in the United States. In the end, the election of 1796 wasn't just about Adams and Jefferson. It was about the nation finding its footing in a turbulent time. The debates over the role of government, states' rights, and foreign alliances weren't just academic. They were existential questions for a young country trying to figure out what it stood for. Adams's victory may not have been overwhelming in numbers, but it was significant in solidifying the Federalist vision for at least a few more years. At the same time, Jefferson's strong performance showed that the Democratic Republicans were a force to be reckoned with, ensuring that political competition would remain a defining feature of American democracy. So, while the 1796 election might not seem like a landslide in the modern sense, it was pivotal in shaping the trajectory of the United States. It marked the transition from a unified political landscape under Washington to a contentious, party-driven system. And in a way, it set the stage for everything that would come next, from the bitter rivalry between Adams and Jefferson to the evolution of American democracy itself.